that time in the show to check in with the crop markets with our grain marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson. So, Kim, what's going on?
Well, if you look at the wheat harvest, it's a little difficult to harvest wheat when you got 100% humidity and a drop of rain every once in a while. However, if you look at the impacts of the rain-delayed harvest, some areas you have a little decrease in test weight. The wheat's still coming in relatively good quality, slightly below 60 a pound on probably on the average, but most wheat's coming in 60 pounds or better. You look at protein, wide margin in there, but I think the protein is coming in at least average or above average this year. It looks like it's relatively well. And the further north you go, the better the yields look. You get down in South Central and Southern Oklahoma, they still haven't gotten in there to see what they've got, but Northern Oklahoma looks relatively good. You go out towards your panhandle, of course, it gets the harvest and the crop gets thinner and less out in that area.
So let's dig right into the markets now. So what's some news happening that you're hearing?
Well, I think the biggest news is the Russian-Ukraine fiasco. Russia came in this week. They said, hey, we've opened the sea lanes. We'll open the sea lanes. Let Ukraine export wheat. We're exporting wheat, and so we'll let that wheat out. And they say, but you've got to drop all the sanctions. So they drop a carrot in front of the market there. You'll notice what happens when they do that. You get declines in wheat prices, and I think we need to pay attention to that. If Ukraine and Russia ever get to really exporting wheat, it's going to take our prices down.
So what's happening to wheat prices?
Well, if you look at wheat prices, go back to April 1. You're somewhere in the $8 range, $8, $9 range. Wheat prices went up to the $11.50 range, wallered around $11.50 to $10.50, got up to $13.13, and now they're back in that $10.50 to $11.50 price range. I think they're going to stay in that. Like I said, if Russia does let Ukraine export wheat, those prices will, I think, break that $10.50 level. If the Ukraine starts exporting, I think you're probably looking at $9 or $9.50, but right now, prices are close to $11. I think that looks like a good equilibrium price for the current situation.
So let's switch over to corn. So what's happening with corn prices?
Well, if you look at corn prices, and this is the cash prices at local elevators, range since April 1 has been $7.12 to $8.04, so about a 90-cent range there. Prices got up into that $8, stayed up in there. They've came down. The corn planting, you know, it was delayed. Right now, we probably got 94-95% of our corn already in the ground, about the same as it is on average. So the corn is planted. We've got to be concerned about the availability of fertilizers and top dressing, but looks like that's all in good shape. So you got corn prices cash, running somewhere in the $7.50 range. If you're looking at forward contracting prices, it's about 65 cents less than the current cash price. So that puts it just below $7 a bushel.
So given all this, what's your advice to producers when they're looking at this market right now?
Don't even watch corn prices. That's kind of fun to see what they're doing, see if they change. They're pretty flat right now in a dollar range. If you look at wheat prices, we on the averaged a daily price move on wheat for the last two or three weeks of 30 cents a day, up or down. The biggest price, 69 cents down one day, 49 cents up one day. You got a lot of volatility. You have volatility in the market like this, just stagger it in, sell it over time.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.